Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
Yes, Amazon Inspire. So basically Amazon Inspire is like TikTok for Amazon. And now we're super like, we're working hard on developing plans on Amazon Inspire because, well, first of all, video sells so good. Like I can say that it's one of our most popular services because obviously having a video on your listing is essential.
Welcome to the Fearless Sellers podcast. I am thrilled, Mary, to have you here, your brilliant creative mind on the show today. We're going to dig into the creative side of Amazon. Now, you've worked at Share It Studios in Miami for about 4 years as the creative director.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Well, working at Share It, I actually started as a graphic designer. I was just like the one executing the projects, which is why I believe like the experience or the best experience comes from practice. So just being there as a graphic designer helped me learn and really become a very good connoisseur or expert of the whole aspect or a big world that it is Amazon content. So after working as a graphic designer there, I became this creative director, and now we have a bigger team. There are 4 people like below me working for my, like the graphics team or the creative team. And it's been such an experience and such a fulfilling experience to become like a team leader and have that team and manage them and making sure that everything just turns out incredible, which I believe it has. And that's why we've achieved the things that we've achieved at the studio, like over 500 projects and so many good reviews in general. So it's been great. Thank you.
That is awesome. It must be so rewarding to feel like you kind of climb the ranks and now you're managing a team and you've helped this kind of startup business really take off and grow.
100%. Yes, it's been great. We were just discussing this, like, obviously with the New Year's resolutions and our goals for the whole year, like just last year at this same date, we only had like 5 people in total in our team. And now we have 15 plus a bunch of freelancers, like the photographer, the more of the production team, editors. There are so many people behind our team that it has been just incredible to see the company grow so much. And yes, as you said, being a part of it or being just a small part of that whole growth has been awesome.
Yes. And that's true for any entrepreneurial endeavor, right? Whether it's an Amazon business, an Amazon service provider, any business, just feeling that growth in 1 year is awesome. So congrats to you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you have a beautiful accent. Where are you from?
I am from Venezuela. Most of us in the team are from Venezuela. I am from the capital, Caracas. I have lived there my whole life. I'm just now visiting in Miami just to get a couple of good big projects done this year and also attend an event that I know you're also attending and maybe we can talk about later.
Oh, okay. So you split your time between Venezuela and Miami.
More or less, I visit at least once a year, and sometimes there are short trips, and sometimes, like this time, I'm staying here for 2 months. So we get a lot of things done, and working in studio as the creative director also is very rewarding because the rest of the year we just do it remotely. But here, when I'm here, like it's actually like hands on deck, and it's a great experience.
Isn't it wonderful that everything that has to do with the Amazon industry, whether you're a seller or a service provider, is so flexible?
100%. And also it's so wide, you know? So even when you think you know something, you can just stay one day reading and you'll find out about 5 new things. So definitely, like there are so many topics to talk about when it comes to Amazon that it's great. Yes, that we have that flexibility and also working with people who just literally work all day. Our clients are just really hard workers. So to have them is incredible as well.
Yes, exactly. They are hard workers. You work hard and everybody enjoys it. And I think a lot of it is that flexibility that we get to enjoy. And like you have for like just what you told me, it seems like you have the ultimate flexibility. You get to split your time, work from home in Venezuela, and then you get to come and spend some awesome time in Miami with your team. So you got a really nice setup.
Yes, definitely. And again, like I think the pandemic even really enhanced those processes of working remotely. The communication, the whole planning of things really, really has helped us like boost every single process in the company to work with people all around the world. Like obviously our main focus are US sellers, but we have sellers from Europe, we have sellers from Australia, like we've worked with so many countries. And that's also, I believe, some value that we can find working remotely.
Yes, that's definitely some value. Now you are on the creative side and you've always been a creative person and doing graphic design work. And then through university, you kind of did your senior thesis on communications and social media.
Yes, I did. So, well, what I studied in college was, well, I think you guys say university here for what it was. So yes, it was university. I went for mass media communication. So the cool thing about the college where I studied this was that it's a basically like super wide. It's a wide career. So it's not just based in like creative communication or visual communication, but it's all about like we see anthropology, we see like social communication in general, and we learn how to really interpret the every single person, like the human in general and the personality and why they make decisions, like every emotional decision. And I think all of that theory that I saw really helped me understand more like the trends and the behavior when it comes to social media. And one thing about me, it's not just that I like graphic design, but I like writing as well. And when I was in college, I had like this phase where I wrote a lot of poetry, and I wanted to put that into my final thesis that I needed to graduate. So I ended up making like a whole blog where I posted poetry and people could post it. And it was super fun. And also it was anonymous. So some people wrote some pretty deep like texts, and it was cool to see how I was able to build this space where people would feel safe to share like those feelings, let's say. So it was all based in that and basically like developing this strategy on how can I make this blog popular so people can come here and trust me and my community and everything. So that was what that was about, and it was great. I ended up getting like the maximum punctuation for college.
And also you got to connect to people through this blog you did and social media, which when I was in college, that was not even an option. So I love that people can come out of school and have social media. And where is your blog today, the poetry one?
Well, it was, we wanted to try, I had like a tutor. So we didn't want to do like another Instagram poetry page or another Facebook, though my generation doesn't really use Facebook. We use Instagram the most. And in that moment, I didn't have like TikTok or anything. What we used was this platform called Tumblr, which is literally, it's like a blog-based platform. So we did it there. But after I graduated, I didn't really use it anymore because I was so focused on the career. And I started actually working at Shareit literally like 2 days before I even graduated. So I didn't really have the time at that moment to keep writing or anything. And it's still on Tumblr. I guess I could give you the link if you want, so you can link it for everyone who wants to see it, but I don't really use it anymore.
It's impressive. Yes. And I absolutely love learning this stuff from young minds. And in a way, it seems intimidating because you get an education on social media and how to use it for marketing and how to use it basically in your job at Shareit Studios. And that, I think, is something so incredible and special for people like me who've been working for, you know, 16, 20 years, and then I go to sell on Amazon. Like I admire those skills. So those are skills that a lot of us are trying to learn, and we teach a lot about in my Amazon coaching program.
That's great. No, and I also think, like, even though I did have a good base to start with, right now I could tell you, like, we have an amazing marketing team working with us who are all experts in social media. But if you ask me something, or they ask me something that I can help them with that is not, like, visual or graphic related, I don't know the half of the things that they know, because they've obviously dedicated years and years of their life to study the trends, to study the platforms. And it's so incredible to see that something that I remember when Instagram started, no one gave it too much attention. It was like, okay, like, this whatever platform that I use to upload photos sometimes. And now it's literally like, if you're a good big brand and you don't have an Instagram account, you're losing so much of having a community, of having even sales, for, again, big brands, not just on Amazon, but any e-commerce platform, that I believe it's such an incredible thing to see that, because when I was younger, I didn't have that either. So to see what it has become in monsters like TikTok or now Instagram is just crazy. Definitely.
It is. So let's touch on what you just brought up. Your graphic design work. I mean, that is an impressive skill, right? I'm sure you use like Photoshop, Adobe, like programs I don't even know about. And you're using them specifically to help Amazon sellers design their listings to drive more sales and through traffic and conversion, right? Because their listing looks beautiful.
Yes. So the cool thing I would say, and a differentiating feature that we offer at ShareIt, it's not just that, yes, we use these tools, all of the Adobe tools, Photoshop, Illustrator, sometimes InDesign, all of these tools that it has taken us years to master. But also, it's not just about making images look pretty, but making the content effective. Like, that's like our slogan, like the one thing that we mention to any seller that contacts us. We're not just specialized in making beautiful content, but we have a bunch of data behind that content. So every single image that we make, it's not just about making a good, beautiful image, but about making an image that supports the data. And that's what I believe has helped us reach so many good results with our clients. We do a bunch, a whole process of benchmark analysis and content proposals that really helped us, like, get on the same page as our client, where we can help him obviously get what he wants or what they want, and us making content that we like and that we love and that we would put ourselves out there, even if it was our brand. So yeah, definitely. It is a great skill, but when you have data to support it, I would say it's greater.
So we're talking about the listing images of the products people are selling, and you make variations that look good, and then you put them out to polls, right? Like, maybe use PicFu, or you have your own software that does polls.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a part of it. But what we do mainly, for example, we use PicFu for infographics, 100%. Okay. I mean, I'm sorry, for hero images, 100%.
Okay.
Like, we test a couple of options just to see which one the audiences prefer. That's how we do our heroes. But when it comes to infographics or A+, or even choosing what type of lifestyle images we're going to take or we're going to deliver, we like do a benchmark of a couple of aspects here and there, including the competitors, just to name a few, that tells us what people need to see in these images. And that's what I would say is like what makes our content effective. Like, we know what people are asking and what people are looking for, and we support that with content.
That's awesome. And I think that is what we teach in our coaching program, but me as just an Amazon seller, I'm always trying to figure out, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I think is right. I think this is the right information, but I need the data to back it up. I need somebody 100%. To show me the proof that yes, that is correct. So it sounds like you found, like, you help sellers fast track those decisions.
100%. And it's something, it's like an active discussion between the client and between us. Like, the clients, most of the clients know what they want, but they'd like for someone who calls themselves an expert like us, to go ahead and like confirm that is the right path, or sometimes we completely deviate from what they want just because it's not basically aligned with what people are looking in that category.
Yes, exactly. That makes sense. I can tell that this is a topic that you're passionate about. Is this what excites you about working in the Amazon space, or is it something else?
I mean, I love working with data. It's definitely because, you know what, it gives you like the reassurance that you're doing things right. And I definitely, and in the company, we don't like doing things wrong. So I would say that having that data to support our theories or to support our content is like the one thing that I love the most about the job. But also, I believe that working on Amazon, you have such a wide space to be creative. It's not just working with the same brand over and over and over, or the same category even. Like sometimes we like last month we worked with babies, and now this month we worked with a lot of like dog and cat categories. And that's so cool, like the whiteness, and maybe tomorrow we'll work with some construction tools, you know, something completely different. And it's good not to be in the same creative space all the time. So I would say that is also something my team and I love the most about Amazon.
Yes, and then you get to learn all aspects of it and 100%. Use your creative design mind. And the creative side of Amazon does completely tie into the data. And I think more in 2023, a lot of it is moving into the creative, especially for like social media and digital marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. And the cool thing also is that we get to create so much content because the content that works for listing images, meaning heroes, infographics, lifestyles, is not the same content that I would say works for A plus content or that works for brand stories. Like every single aspect of it, including videos, is so different that having or being able to build all of that in just one process, it's an amazing opportunity for us to learn and growth, as you said.
Yes, it is. So for 2023, like what are the cool trends that are coming out?
Well, a couple of days ago, actually, or a couple of weeks, we discovered or we got the chance to have the latest Amazon app update.
The Inspire?
Yes, Amazon Inspire. So basically Amazon Inspire is like TikTok for Amazon. And now we're super like we're working hard on developing plans on Amazon Inspire because, well, first of all, video sells so good. Like I can say that it's one of our most popular services because obviously having a video on your listing is essential if you really want to put your product out there and make sure that it is basically like showing potential buyers how the product works and how it looks and how it is in general. So with Amazon Inspire, we can create quick content like that, like how to use, I don't know, like this phone. So like unpack it, turn it on, register, and that's it. We can make quick videos like that, but we can also make so much creative content that catches people's attention. And the cool thing about Amazon Inspire is that it doesn't just show a video, but it can also be linked to your listing, which helps us obviously drive more people to those listings with any content that we make. And really making those clips, I'm not sure like the length that they allow on Amazon Inspire, but let's say that it's 10 seconds. In just 10 seconds, you can create such a quick, creative, and dynamic video that people will have so much traffic on their listings when they start using it. And I bet Amazon sellers actually take up to 2024 to really use it heavily, just as Amazon Posts. Because I remember when Amazon Posts launched, we developed a plan to help sellers like connect in that area. And no one was really interested. Like we were ahead of our time. But now when we talk to clients, most of them are interested in hearing more about building a storefront and ultimately building an Amazon Post plan.
Well, you just inspired me to use Inspire for my listings and my products. And I will admit, I rarely used Amazon Posts all the years yes. I've been selling. And so I'm going to try Inspire. So I'll report back to you.
We can always help you. And it's such an easy to use tool, you know? And I'm pretty sure that when it becomes even more popular, it will be a paid plan that you have to go ahead and pay on Amazon. So definitely I would say, like, everyone, just please use Amazon Post and make sure that you use Amazon Inspire.
You're listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. If you like what you're hearing, click the subscribe button. We have new content coming out all the time and you don't want to miss out. And is there kind of any tips you have to link Amazon Inspire to, like, the same content that you're doing on Instagram or Facebook, or is it, or in TikTok, or is it completely different?
I would say that it's, again, it can be more Amazon driven, but it can also be more social media driven. Definitely. Because again, if you do these dynamic videos, those are the ones that usually work on Instagram and the ones that you can basically get traffic from, get views, get comments, get likes. And those videos are super easy to make as well. So definitely I would say it's something that you can use both ways.
What length of video do you recommend on social media platforms? And I don't know if it varies between, like, TikTok, Instagram, or Inspire.
Yes. So for Instagram, we've discovered, even with our reels, that reels that are the full 1 minute length don't really get a lot of views. So definitely videos that are short, informative, and easy to watch, nothing too hard to process, are the best ones. But when it comes to TikTok, for example, and I am saying this from my experience and from me as a consumer of TikToks, I love videos that are, if they're going to be long, you have to make sure that they have the whole thing there. Like TikToks that say stories and that are divided into, like, five parts, I really don't like those because it's like, you have to make sure that the experience is easy for the people who are watching it. You don't want to make them go to your profile and then find the video and then this and then that. So definitely I would say that keep it under a minute in any case, because either way, as humans, attention span is so short that in case you have, like, a very dynamic video where people are screaming, where people are jumping and dancing and such, you're not going to get them to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. A minute is a long time. What about on your Amazon listing, if you add a video, how long are those typically?
So we work with three different types of videos. But I would say that when it comes to sponsor ads, which are the ones that appear on the search result page, with sponsor ads, we try to do less than 25 seconds. Why? Because literally a sponsor ads is meant to catch people's attention and drive them directly to your listing. So if you put a lot of information in that video, you're probably wasting money because people are not going to get to the end of it. And if you don't spend enough in making a dynamic video that drives people, then you're also losing money on advertising that video and you lost money on the production. So definitely under 25. When it comes to listing videos, we have two types. We have the lifestyle commercials, and lifestyle commercials should usually be longer because a commercial is all about emotion. So basically you're, like, selling a story with your product, and those should be up to 1 minute. But if you can be like, if it can be less than a minute, I would say that's the ultimate result. And then for product demos, which are just product videos based on products or focused on products, you should just do like 30 seconds as well. Nothing too long. Definitely.
Great advice. So for new sellers or anybody just about to launch and get their listing up, do mm-hmm. you advise them to launch with video?
I mean, if you have the money, 100%. But if you're on a budget, which is the usual case for new sellers, which is completely fine, and we understand at the end of the day, we need to help our new sellers so we can have advanced sellers, right? So if you don't have enough budget, I would say having listing images is more important than having a video, only as a new seller. If you're an experienced seller and you don't have a video and you don't want to invest in a video, I would say just please contact us now because we need to make a video for your listing.
I agree. The trend is so heavy on video that people shopping on Amazon are expecting to see videos now. Whereas when we were shopping years and years ago, the pictures were fine and reading the reviews, and now it's videos. And even videos in the reviews I've noticed are very popular. Yes,
100%. And I am actually a fan of those videos because it's like completely organic. It's not a whole production where obviously the product is going to look good. It's a place like the reviews are, is a place where you can actually see real people doing real actions with the product. And I think that's what has converted them or make them so popular, because you are seeing the product in actual realistic use. So yes, definitely. Getting those reviews is extremely important.
And it puts a lot of pressure on making sure you have a really good product, because people are going to be making a video, posting pictures of your actual product. So I think it puts pressure on sellers like myself to make sure our product is really good.
Yes. And even like the experience of that on unboxing the product, like those videos, I believe, bring so much value to sellers and to brands, and people don't really notice or know that having a good unboxing experience is of so much value to buyers, because it's like you're getting a surprise, beautiful packaging, and then you get your unboxing and you have like this protection on the product. The product comes very well, like protected inside the box, and you have all of this support, and then a thank you note with a 25% discount, for example. Like that is so valuable to anyone shopping in general. Like imagine you go, I don't know, to Gucci or something, and then you open the bag, which is not going to happen, but let's just say it will. And all of a sudden you have like a 50% discount. It's like, wow, I was not expecting this. And the whole unboxing of those like more luxurious brands are also part of like spending such a big amount of money on something so valuable. And you can notice that it's valuable even from just carrying the bag out the store. So making sure that those aspects that will end up being part of the unboxing experience and maybe those reviews is definitely something also I would say people have to take advantage of.
And video is changing that. When I started selling, the way your product arrived in the packaging was not that important. But you're right, the trend for 2023 is make it an experience for the unboxing, because people are posting videos and taking pictures. And it's just becoming more natural that people are doing that for the reviews.
Yes, 100%. And also, like, even if you want your product to be popular, like, have you seen any of those Amazon Made Me Buy It videos on like TikTok or Reels? So those videos literally start with the unboxing. And if you have a good packaging, that's the first thing the influencer is going to name. Like, first of all, I want to mention that this packaging was so beautiful. It's something that I can recycle, which doesn't always happen for products in general. So that's a great, great feature that people don't really notice that it's so important.
Maybe a shortcut on this is if you're going to have influencers, make sure their unboxing experience is perfect. And I guess I was going to say, don't worry about on your listing, but then you could get a bad review if the influencer posts that and it's not the exact same experience that your customer gets when they order off Amazon.
Yes, definitely. You should be careful with anyone's experience, not just people who are making your product popular.
Yes, good point. Good point. I was trying to find a shortcut there, but you're right. Unboxing matters. We'll get t-shirts. I kind of like that saying, unboxing matters.
100%. And it's such a big part of building a brand as well. Like, it's not just having a nice logo, but the whole visual aspect. And that way we go back to my graphic design background. But the whole aspect of building a brand, it's not just having a logo and that's it, or having a good name or a catchy name and that's it. It's like having the same feel or the same connection all throughout any communications that you may have inside or outside of Amazon.
Good point. Do you do packaging? Like, do you actually do packaging design as well?
Yes, yes, we do. Actually, we won a competition a couple of years ago. It was powered by PicFu and Helium 10. And one of the defining things, we had two defining things. First of all, the video, which came out incredible. And the second one was the product packaging. And like a tip there, something that we mentioned, but we can touch base upon, is that the reason why our packaging ended up being like good, not to say so good because it's too cocky, is because we A/B tested every single option. I remember I made like 15 to 20 versions of that same packaging, and we ended up running it up to 3 because of PicFu and the A/B testing. So definitely it's an amazing, amazing tool that helped us more like land on the right idea or the right design.
That is wonderful. And it's great to know that you use PicFu. And for those of you listening who have never tried out PicFu, it's, and they're not sponsoring this. We're just admiring their software, and it'll be a surprise to them.
We love them. We love them so much.
Yeah. And they get a large amount of people to take polls, and people will look at your images, your listing, as Mari just said, your ad, and they'll vote. So you're not asking your friends to vote on things. You're asking people who are being compensated by PicFu to vote. And it comes back really fast. It's like you put the poll out there and you get results back. You're not waiting weeks, right? It's not a, like a school project when I was in high school. It's like comes back really quick.
Yeah, it's like an hour or so. And the cool thing is that you can play with the audiences and the features. Like if you want just females, for example, you can go ahead and do just females, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's such a helpful tool just to know if you're on the right way or on the right path.
That's awesome. So what's next? What are you working on right now?
Well, currently we have two very big things like in the works. The first one is, as I mentioned, Rafael, our founder, is going on a cruise next week. And actually, you're assisting as well on that.
Yes, I will be there.
Yes, 7-day cruise for Amazon sellers and Amazon like content creators, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, he's going there. He's going to be a speaker, actually. We're going to be talking about video. So we're super, super excited to be there and to have the opportunity to speak and to for more people to get to know us. Because only last year we started going to big events, Amazon related. So our first one was Sale and Scale. And now we have the cruise. But most importantly, and I think like the biggest one of the year, is that we're going to Prosper on March. So we're super, super excited. 4 members of our team are going. It's the first time so many of us go to one big event. And we're going to be speakers. We have a 2.5-hour session. It's going to be a masterclass on Amazon content and our whole process and like secret formula that I gave you a sneak peek of. So if anyone watching this is going to Prosper, make sure that you sign into our class. And I promise you, you will learn a lot.
That is awesome. I didn't really know Prosper had those 2.5-hour sessions. I will definitely come by and check it out. And yes, I am also speaking on the seller's cruise, and I'm getting up there and just telling my story as a seller. So I will definitely also check out Rafael's speech on the boat, on the big ship.
That's, of course, our session is on the 13th. So the very first day that it's speaking sessions only. So make sure you sign in and that you can ask any questions that you may have.
Okay, perfect. So that's Prosper in Vegas in March on the 13th. Got it. This yes. Podcast will be out way before that. So anybody listening, if you're going to Prosper, you should come check that out as well.
Yes, or come to our booth and say hi, and we'll be there and we can answer any questions.
So you seem to keep very busy. And you have a lot on your plate. You're running a team, you're very creative, and now you have these two events that you're helping prep. What's a good productivity hack that you can share with us?
Definitely time blocking. I don't know if you've heard of the Pomodoro technique, but basically is this technique in which you work on one thing for 25 minutes without looking at your phone, without looking any like at the email, anything. You only focus on that one task. And after that, you take like a 15-minute break and then you can go back for another 25 minutes. So it's time blocking or just scheduling everything. Even if it's a personal task, like going to the gym or preparing dinner, something, make sure that you block it. And then you're in your mind, you already know that you're gonna have to dedicate that time to that specific task, which can be helpful for people who are more visual, for example, with their tasks, or just make lists in general. But yes, like being as organized as possible, I would say, is the biggest productivity hack that anyone can give anyone else.
Yeah, I like the time blocking. I do try to do that. And then what happens is the task I was doing before runs over, or I get stuck on a phone call, and then those little minutes just go away. And I'm like, oh, I was really going to write that, or I was going to do this. And I was like, okay, I'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Procrastinating is so easy to do, actually. I wish doing tasks was as easy, but definitely like keeping a very clear schedule, I would say. And don't be afraid to say no. Like if you have a meeting that is supposed to be 15 minutes and it runs to an hour, you have to be like, have enough courage to say, okay, so I only had 15 minutes, so let's just cut this or make this shorter. To make sure that you have the time to do everything. Because yes, like, and even working on Amazon, again, there are so many things that you can learn from, or there are so many tasks or theories or polls in general that you can visit and really get stuck in there, like reading for hours and hours, that if you don't make sure that you have like your time organized, definitely it's easy to just go ahead and stay or don't get any tasks done in a day.
Yes, that is good advice. And I like to ask you, because you're of a younger generation, and I know that you are in a world and kind of went to college too, that with so many distractions, where yes, I didn't have cell phones and things to distract me, and now they're so distracting. And I pack a lot into a day, but we can all listen to each other and learn about each other's productivity tips and how to maximize really productivity, but like also your energy. You have to be careful where you're spending all your energy.
Yes, 100%. Well, what I particularly do when I have a very, very busy day and I have to make sure that things get done is literally turn my cell phone off. And I obviously have like my lunch break and such, and that's the time where I check my phone. But in other days, yes, as you said, it's super easy to get distracted. And I would say that like staying up late working one day is good, but not every single day. Or like you said, your body's literally gonna ask you to stop. And that's why you don't wanna be like physically.
Exactly. Yes, yes. And especially as women, we put so much pressure on ourselves to just go, go, go. And then it's like, no, I need some water and I need a spin class.
Yes, 100%.
So what's one question that I haven't asked you that maybe you'd like to share with us?
Okay, well, maybe I can talk more about the company, just so people understand like the whole spectrum of what we do. Okay,
yeah, that'd be
so
great.
Studios, we are an Amazon content specialized agency. That's like the one thing that really has differentiated us. We focus on Amazon content only. We actually don't do social media or any other e-commerce platform, even though it is in our plans for 2023 to go on Walmart. We create every single type of content for Amazon, like listing images, A+, brand story, storefront posts. Now that we're working on Amazon Inspire, that's going to be in there as well, but that's more of the video part, the videos like listing, sponsor ads, anything and everything that you might need, as well, of course, as branding and packaging and label design, like all of these things we do, everything creative for Amazon. And we have been working for Amazon sellers for like over 5 years. So it's been, or even longer, I think, but for 5 years and more. And we have created over 600 listings now, and we have like a good success rate of 71% increase in sales in the first month. Like that sounds, I know, crazy,
That's awesome.
Yes, but it's possible. And it's all because effective content. It's not just like, we don't make just beautiful content. And I'm sorry for being so cocky about that, but it's also effective. And as I mentioned before, like, that's the reason why we love making content on Amazon, because it's effective and we actually like get to change a little bit of people's lives. And that's why we love what we do. We're a team, super passionate. That's actually one of our core values. Like, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, I don't think you can do good for this team. So you can be sure that anything that we do, we're going to put our 110% on making.
I love it. Yeah. And I see that you are passionate about it. And that's why you're not selling, because you're so focused on selling for people, and you know how to sell and you know what gets people to buy, but yet you're taking all of your energy to help sellers like me and hopefully people who are listening and want to even get started on Amazon. Like, that is why I find people who are providing these services to Amazon have such a big heart, and we care about other sellers. And I do too. Like, I sell, I want other sellers to be successful. There's room at the table for all of us. And there is so much room for us all to have these awesome, really good looking, converting listings that we can continue to just elevate as Amazon grows.
100%. Yes. Yes. We love helping people, and that's why we do what we do.
Well, Mari, it is such a pleasure to have you on the Fearless Sellers podcast. I would love to sit down with you in person and do another session in the near future.
Of course.
I look forward to seeing you at Prosper.
Yes, thank you so much. And I actually, you're going to record one episode of our podcast. That is not really a podcast, but we like to teach people something soon. So we're super excited to have you as well. Maybe I'll be there in the background so we can get to know each other in person and talk a little bit more about this whole area of Amazon sellers that is us, being us women. So I'm super excited to see you as well. And thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Okay. Well, until I meet you in Miami, stay fearless. If you're looking to get started selling on Amazon, or maybe need some help with your current sales on Amazon, go to fearlesssellers.com. That's a lot of S's in there. Fearlesssellers.com. Use coupon code FEARLESS for 50% off our next event. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.